This is a dictation for Davahan, Washington, D-A-V-H-O-N. Washington, W-A-S-H-I-N-G-T-O-N. W-A-S-H-I-N-G-T-O-N, Washington. Date of birth, 1-16-79. Date of accident, 6-12-2025. Date of service is October 15, 2025. The patient presents with the various symptoms emanating from an accident where he was a pedestrian on 6-12-2025, and he was injured by a car that hit him, and he was flying in the air and landed on his buttock. And both hands, as well as he banged his head. The impact initially has caused symptoms of TBI with headaches, loss of consciousness, ringing in the ear, loss of balance, loss of equilibrium, forgetfulness, disorientation, lack of focus, confusion, blurred visions, and pain syndrome that started initially affecting his lower back to the tune of 10. Pain in the chest, dull pain with no fractures, pain in the left knee, which was severe, like 10, and some numbness and tingling of the right hand and right foot was reported. Radiation of pain to the right leg posteriorly was reported in S1, S2 dermatome fashion. Currently, patient does report ongoing issues with the fingers that are he is not able to bend. He has been referred to her. And the surgeon several times, but the pain essentially remained the same to the tune of 7 in the neck and the lower back area. And headaches are continuing to the tune of 7. Pain in the left knee is reported to be 9. And ongoing numbness and tingling of all the fingers in the right hand and left hand also are reported now, as well as in the left foot. Occasionally in the right foot as well. Overall, the pain is between 7 and 8 areas are affected. 7. 20% relief is reported by the patient. Overall, with the current treatment. Please review the records for ADL system review, additional issues. Substance abuse and a compliance history. Physical examination, blood pressure is 119/82, pulse 61, pulse ox is 100%. Rest of the exam will remain same from the previous visit, which is dated June 16, 2025, dictation number 0918-016. The plan is to continue the physical therapy 3 times a week to the affected areas of neck, mid back, lower back, left knee, and right wrist and hand. He's found to have a carpal tunnel syndrome in the right hand. Traction massage is approved as a therapy. He remains off work. Housework replacement, transportation, and disability has been checked. He's provided with the following medications, which are Celebrex 200 mg a day for anti-inflammatory effect, Flexeril 10 mg twice a day for muscle relaxation, Acifex 20 mg twice a day for stomach protection, Tylenol with codeine, 60 tablets are provided for pain relief, 1 tablet 2 times a day. Xanax is provided for further anxiety relief. Elavil is provided at night for pain relief, GAD disorders. Zoloft is provided for mood and depression. Neurontin, 600 mg twice a day first for radiculopathy, carpal tunnel, headaches. Theracets are provided for headaches. Lidoprim and Mint is also provided for topical pain relief. The patient is also ordered a EMG for the upper extremities and lower extremities. He was provided three epidural injections at Jordan's moderate relief. More such injections are ordered. They'll be done on his next visit. Thank you.